WRMW 211 Hope. Radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMW 211 Deborah checking in for everyone again tonight.
Copy that. Well, we really appreciate that, Deborah. I'm sure your mom appreciates you checking in for her as well and your sisters. Well, thank you so much for participating in this radio check and letting us know that you're still hanging in there. We welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. By the way, Deborah checked in for 211 Hope, herself, Sarah, and Betty. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMY 378 Robin, I copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we just covered months 10 through 12 in the preparedness calendar resources. Is there any suggestions or comments that you might have about that, Robin?
I was thinking about something, and I don't recall over the last few months our readings, but have we talked about having spare keys hidden someplace?
I don't think we have. That's a really good idea. Would you like to expand on that?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about it, having to do something with a couple of my keys. But I was thinking, you know, if we were anywhere near our home, or we were going to be planning on coming back to our home, or we get locked out of our cars, or what have you, whatever, our safes, our storage units, what have you. I'm just thinking that I personally need to have spare keys someplace besides inside my house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes total sense to me. I do know that they make magnetic key holders that you can stick to something magnet. You don't want anybody else to be aware of where those keys are. There are other different things like key holders that look like rocks, that sort of thing. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about anything our imaginations on our fuzzy head can come up with, because it seems to be something that, especially as we get older, that we might forget, you know, and so that's just what I'm thinking, nothing in particular. That's all I got to say.
Well, that makes total sense to me. It makes, that's a very good idea. Not necessarily that we're getting older, it's just that if you get cut off from your car or something happens to your purse where your keys are, or something that you do have means to get in your home. So if you don't have somebody there with you that has an extra set of keys or something, that's a good idea. Maybe the other ladies have some ideas as well.
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily talking about because we're old and feeble and our brains are bad. I was just thinking that because in case we get caught, left outside, and I've locked myself out of my house before, trying to get into my truck, which are, the keys were in the truck. So I'm just making fun about that I'm not young. But anyway, that's all I have to say. This is WRMY Robin listening.
Copy that. Well, I think you're right. It doesn't have anything to do with age. It's just things happen. Duty occurs, as they say. Well, thank you, Robin, for sharing that and participating in this radio check. And if any of you ladies have any ideas or suggestions, that'd be great. We welcome you back again next week, Robin. 359, moving to the next radio check.
7-8 monitoring.
At this time, I'd like to check in for WRKP 710 Wanda. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRJS 656 Sylvia,
I read you.
There she is. I read you, too. You're coming in a little bit staticky, but that's expected. Probably atmospheric, and the wind's blowing and all kinds of fun things. So I'm assuming that you were listening to the resource calendar for the last 3 months, and Robin had a really good suggestion. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Sylvia?
I don't know if it's been mentioned, but I think in our emergency supplies, we have paper and pencils.
That's true, totally true. A lot of people, they depend on their cell phone. So if your cell phone doesn't work, then you have a way to pass messages that way and then a reminder thing. A lot of that, too, I think goes back to remembering people's phone numbers and different things like that, because most of us have all of that information on our phones, and what would happen if our phones went out? How would we be able to get hold of other people? Is there anything else you'd like to share, Sylvia?
Tonight, but thank you. Paper's good for all kinds of things. And I was thinking of just, you know, if there was no power, you might need to write notes about what you didn't want to forget. Or sometimes you can use paper to even play games on. So, and it could mention some games on there. So anyway, everyone have a good evening. I'm going to be off and out of here soon. This is my first.
Copy that. Well, you faded out at the very end, Sylvia, but we did hear what you had to say, and having paper and pencil makes total sense after you added those other comments. Well, thank you so much for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Hi, Karen. This is WQZA 709, and copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You always come in loud and clear. It's nice to hear your lovely voice this evening, Carol. So we've been talking about different suggestions for the preparedness calendar, and we've heard some really good ones so far. Is there any suggestions or comments that you might have this evening, Carol?
Wow, I was thinking about, I hadn't even thought about the keys that I think it was Robin that suggested. Yeah, we have keys set up, but it's a good idea. And I was wondering if, now I was thinking about tin can or something to put it down into the ground or someplace to hide it. But also, you might want to hide some sort of waterproof duffel bag or something down into the prepared hole in the ground where you can get to it easily for your keys and for things that you might not be able to get into your house. Not only because of the locked door, but maybe because the house is maybe collapsed or something. I hate to think negative, but that's a possibility. And other things too, but I want to go off for a second. Also, I was thinking too, I hadn't thought about this either for a while, because when I used to be in search and rescue, we always had to carry our vest along that we could put pads in and pencils and paper or compasses and different, even plastic gloves that you might have to handle something. It's got a lot of pockets and everything that you can stuff with, you know, things in that you might need. Might put that in your car or whatever.
Well, that makes total sense to me, because I think of ride in the rain tablet. So in case the weather is foul, you can still ride on the ride in the rain tablet as well. I think that's a really good idea about burying something like in a case or something. You would have the spare keys and water and food just in case something does happen to your house. Anything else, Carol?
Oh, my brain is going like all over the place right now. Putting more thoughts in my mind that of things that we could do, maybe next time.
Well, if you like, if you've got all of this stuff floating around in your mind, if it comes back to you and we get close to the end of this, if you want to come back and speak up a little more, I'm sure the ladies would appreciate. You really got some good ideas there, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available?
Hello, this is Marcia, WQZA 709. I'm just enjoying listening to everybody.
Copy that. Well, we love to hear your lovely voice as well, Marcia. Well, thank both of you ladies for sharing and participating in this radio check. And Carol, if you think of more of that stuff, you can bring it up, either that, or if you want to text it to me, I can text it to the other ladies. That would work as well. Thank you, ladies, and we'll be back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is Kimber, WRKV 487. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So the ladies have had some really good ideas, and from what we've read in our latest 3 months of the preparedness calendar, did you have any suggestions or comments that you'd like to share this evening, Kimber?
Sure. I think there are so many great ideas. Robin talking about having spare keys, that is so important, because just recently I forgot where I put my keys, and I needed to get into one of my safes. So spare keys organized by color code or however you want to do it. Maybe even two sets, one for your car or one for a secret place outside of your house or whatever. That's always really, really good. Such a great idea. Also, talking about having paper and pens, waterproof paper, Sharpie pens, because sometimes we need to write on things, and those Sharpie pens, they're really good. Whether you're writing on a tourniquet or you're writing something down that you don't want to lose or marking a box, break. Also, I have an idea about digging holes in the ground in certain places and storing not just one stash, but a stash somewhere else where you think it might be if you're going to, you know, bug out or you have to evacuate your house, and have a source of like five different places you could go, both close to you and far away, like if you have to go to another state. Have family members participate as well. And put a stash box out everywhere you plan on meeting if one place fails, like, you know, point A is gone, go to point B, break. Don't forget to store also radios and charged batteries, things like that. But I have an idea of digging a hole in the ground, lining it with cinder blocks, and then putting plastic over that to make it waterproof. And filling, you can put like your spare keys and pins and medical stuff in a, like an ammo can or a metal garbage can. And then you can make a lid that's waterproof by wood or metal or whatever and line it with silicone or whatever you want to make it waterproof and then cover that up with dirt. You can make a big sized hole that, you know, only one or two cinder blocks deep. There's so many options, but have one at each place you plan on going to. That's what I would suggest. And I'm loving hearing what I'm hearing, ladies. Bring it on.
Awesome. Well, that's very good ideas, Kimber. And like you said, have it in every place that you plan on going, just in case, because you never know. Would you like to talk about the AmeronNet, Kimber?
Sure, I'll talk about the AmeronNet. I want to add to that idea of when you dig a hole in the ground and store certain things like pens and paper and information about bills and medical information, maybe store some seeds and store, you could store even some limited medical supplies and some MREs, just things to have to make it for a few days until you figure out what you're going to do. Meanwhile, let's talk about the AmeronNet. Let me break. The AmeronNet is a group of people. We get together and check in with each other and see how everybody's doing. We have a check-in roll call, and then I read an intelligence brief that we gather from Amron, and then we do our Channel 3 check-ins, which is off the repeaters, using your radio, simplex, one-to-one, and that's using FRS GMRS 3, MERS Channel 3, CB Channel 3, and a ham simplex, 146420. So just get used to talking to each other off the repeaters in case of emergency and seeing who's in your community. Really super important. Break. I do this on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. for the Greater Grants Pass, Illinois Valley area. Sunday nights at 7 on this repeater, on the North Valley repeater. And then for Jackson County, I do it on the Elk 675 repeater, GMRS, and that is Monday nights at 8 p.m. So Jackson County, Monday nights at 8. Grants Pass, Josephine County, Sunday nights at 7. Thank you, Karen. Back to Ned.
Well, thank you, Kimber. Thank you very much for all of that information. One suggestion I might have, though, if you're going to be digging a hole on your property that's anywhere near your house, then somebody else might notice that hole. So I would work on something that you can camouflage, like put flower pots on it, or maybe in the chicken coop, something like on that order, because you don't want other people to know that you've been burying supplies there and possibly keys to your home and that sort of thing. Well, thanks, Kimber, for sharing all that and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? 384 Diana, I copy. Copy, Diana. You're a little bit staticky, but we can understand you. So did you have any comments or suggestions this evening about what we've been talking about on the preparedness calendar? I think all the ideas everybody's given me, I didn't think about the bees or the outside stuff. So, yeah, it's all really great. Awesome. Well, yeah, very definitely. As I imagine that a lot of us haven't thought about different things like that, so it is very great. Well, thank you for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRPJ 605 Judy, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Negative contact, 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801 Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? This is WRNN 801 Bobby May. I copy you loud and clear. Awesome. I copy you loud and clear as well. So on our preparedness calendar, the ladies have had some really good ideas. Is there anything that, any suggestions or comments that you might have this evening, Bobby May?
The cheapest and easiest way to bury anything is to buy yourself some galvanized garbage cans and bury those. And my husband thinks I'm crazy because I did that a couple of years ago.
Well, that makes total sense to me, and you can get quite a bit in those things, but I don't think you're crazy at all. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Bobby May?
No, that's about it, but the only thing, that, you know, for spare keys, if you happen to have a dog at home, I hang a spare key on my dog.
Copy that. That makes total sense. Nobody wants to get near the dog, I'm assuming, and it probably would be the same at my house. Is there anything else, Bobby May? Good idea.
No, that's about it. But the one thing you got to check when you do bury stuff in the ground is you got to keep track of your water supply and make sure it's still fresh.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. So you need to check on that every once in a while. Well, thank you so much, Bobby May. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXR 423 Kristen, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRXR 423 Kristen, and I read you loud and clear.
Copy that. I read you loud and clear as well. So we've been talking about resources in the preparedness calendar, and the ladies have had some really good ideas. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kristen?
Just been listening, and really good ideas, and really nothing to add tonight. Just everyone have a good evening.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. Hopefully you have a good evening as well. 359, moving to the next radio check. WSGR 413 Anna, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WSGR 413 Anna.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear. So we've been talking about various things getting prepared. Is there anything that you'd like to share this evening, Anna?
Not at the moment.
Copy that. Well, hopefully you've got a couple ideas that you've the other ladies have shared, and hopefully that will help out as well. Well, thank you for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRJX 597 Jill and WRZL 684 Lee. They were unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WSJP 332 Gale, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?